It's also an exciting day, not only because it's Friday the 13th, it is indeed that, but it is the kickoff to the Provincial Junior Hockey League season. We've got Darren Young in studio. Good morning, Darren.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So it's funny because I thought we're going to ask you about ghosts, and we can do that, but because you're a hockey player, a sports person, it's usually superstitions, isn't
Ooh.
It? Did you have one as a player that you, like, did you have to wear something
every
game?
Like a lucky jersey
yeah.
or something like that?
No, nothing like that.
Or you didn't shave or anything?
No, for me it was just I put my equipment on the same way every time. So like my right skate had to be on first before my left.
Oh, really?
A couple things like that. But
I feel like that makes sense, though. You know,
does yeah. everybody in the room, like everybody in the dressing room, have that sort of thing in your the way you think about? Or is it not? It's not talked about. It's just
it's not really talked about. I mean, some guys definitely have some stuff with their stick and whatnot, like some of those little things, but. Truth be told, I didn't really pay attention too much to any of that with guys.
But it was your superstition, though, that you had to put things on the same way.
Yeah, I'm sure people didn't notice at all. But
yeah, but it was in your mind. Yeah. That's kind of cool. So the Vets kick off another season tonight with a free home opener against Dorchester.
Yeah, should be exciting. Another year here. Obviously, Dorchester coming into our loop now. So it'll kind of be interesting to see how they are and how they acclimate themselves to our division.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on how the Vets did during the preseason, kind of like going into this regular season?
Yeah, I liked a lot of what I saw. There was obviously a few games where we had some younger guys in, which is nice to see, too, for AP spots and futures-type stuff. And I was really encouraged with a lot of that. And then when our guys got kind of in for a couple games, I liked what we saw. Played a good Grimsby team. Beat them 2-1 down there, and then had a good night against Thamesford back at home.
Grimsby's always a good team, so if you can get a win against them, that's a nice little measuring stick. New Hamburg last year, probably going to be the team to beat this year. Do you think, as your team, I know you've made some additions, do you think you've moved it forward a little bit to maybe challenge for the division this year?
Yeah, I like what we've done. We lost a couple defensemen to age, but we've done a really good job of replenishing there, adding a few big pieces back there. So I really like our decor. And then we added a couple overagers up front, kind of point per game guys type thing. So I really like where we're at. Our goaltending's the exact same, which was really good last year. So
nice.
I like the spot that we're at.
8-11, we've got Darren Young, the head coach of the Woodstock Navy Vets, in the studio. We're chatting about the upcoming season. A new assistant coach joins your club. Tell us about this person.
Yeah, we've added Chad Patton on. He's got a lot of experience, playing experience, coaching experience with Norwich and Simcoe. So I think he's going to be a great addition just to help out and add some new ideas and bring some stuff, like some experience with us. So really happy with that, really encouraged.
Oh, very cool. So tonight is Terry Fox night, and of course it's the free home opener.
That's right.
Make sure you stop by. I'm seeing here that it's sponsored by the Woodstock Lions Club. And I guess Domino's Pizza will be on hand, hoping to hand out free pizza coupons to every fan leaving the games if the Vets can score 5 goals.
Oh, wow. Is this for every game this season? Or do you know, Darren? Or
I'm not totally sure on that. I guess we'll try and score 5 tonight.
See what happens.
Yeah, totally.
If that's the case, that's great. We'll have to hit Jim up and find out some more details on that. It's funny, our own Kyle Friel as well, afternoon newscaster, is going to be at the game tonight wearing stripes as well. Do you give him a little extra, you know, say, hey, Kyle, you know, you work in Woodstock now, you get it.
I think I'll just try to stay away, stay quiet,
and
let them do their job.
That's the best way of doing it.
Well, I know Jim Taylor has sent Kyle some pretty good pictures in the past where it's like, yeah, so here's a picture of you tearing 2 players apart I thought you might be interested in. Here's a funny picture of your face.
I've got best seats in the house as well. We posted this up earlier today for tonight's game if you want to go in those best seats. Keep in mind, the game is free anyway, but it's pizza, wings, drinks. That's from 10 buck pizza for up to 4 people, and you can enjoy the full fan experience with the Vets. We'll have those for every home game. I noticed there's a stretch in here, like you're playing at home tonight, then it's 3 or 4 on the road, and there's a stretch in October where you've got 5 home games.
Is that, my goodness.
In a row, anyway. How do you feel about little incidents like that? Nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, I just get told the schedule, so not a whole lot I can do. It's kind of nice when it's balanced out home away, which it usually is. You kind of home Friday night, on the road Saturday or Sunday, so. But I guess it's not easy to.
Yeah, this year didn't work
schedule
out.
Everybody, I think there's a lot of Friday night home teams, so it kind of makes it a little bit more difficult, and teams want their their own home night. They don't want to do alternate home nights as much as possible. So
yeah, it's very cool. And the season is going to continue to be like last year. I forget how many rounds of in the playoffs that they had, rounds of best of seven. Is it six?
Six, yeah.
Yeah, that's a long run if you're able to make it that far. But that's going to be the case again this year. Yes. No tournament or nothing like
no
that.
No tournament, no. Six rounds, so obviously... a lot of hockey. So,
and you're good with that. Yeah. Yeah. Darren, anything that you want to pass along in regard to the upcoming season for the vets that we haven't talked about as yet?
No, I think just obviously we're super excited. We like our group. We think we have a strong group here. And then just want to thank the fans for continuing to support. We have the best fans in the league, so
absolutely. Vets Best Seats, that's what you need to text us, 519-537-1047, VETS Best Seats, if you want the best seats in the house for tonight's game. Darren, thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.